Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little laugh at every day, you will make a big difference. 今天早读呢，截取自电影《Wonder》《奇迹男孩》里面的一句话 ：You can't blend in when you were born to stand out. You can't blend in when you were born to stand out. 美音版我们再来一遍 ：You can't blend in when you were born to stand out. You can't blend in.When you were born to stand out. 首先我们来看英音的语音讲解。那我们来看首先还是这个 you 这个词啊。You 这个词呢一定不要读成了 you。那我经常听到我们中国同学把它读成 you, you, 应该是一个 you, you。我们注意是一个长元音 u。那长音 u 的话其实是有一个滑动感不是 you, 啊应该是 you。因为 you 这个单词其实是有一个半元音 ye 和后面的长音 u 组合在一起的。那么这个耶的发音过渡到长音乌就会有这样的一个口型的过渡 you 一个耶的口型到乌的过渡 you 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 所以大家不要发成了 you 首先是要长音其次要有滑动感 you can't blend in 这个 can't 我们看英式发法呢是 r can't 北部特步发音 you can't blend in 这个 blend 不要发成了 blend不和后面 l 的发音呢是要非常紧凑的摆在一起不要把它发成了 bl 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 不是 blend 应该是 bl 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 blend 非常紧凑的辅音连缀 blend 和后面的 in 在做连读呢是 blend in you can't blend in you can't blend in 后面 when you were born 这个 you 和 were 需要做弱读了不是 you were 而是 you were因为前面已经提到了 you 了后面就不需要再重复的去强调 you 这个词所以说把它做弱读 when you were 那 you 呢应该读成 you were when you were born to stand out 那 born 这个词呢我们来看它其实中间是一个长音 o 然后再去拼凑前面的这个辅音变成了 bo 然后再去加后面的鼻音那到这个步骤呢很多同学就会把它读错了那我们要注意是 on 发到尾部的时候舌尖是在上齿龈的位置再用鼻腔去发声born 那这是英式的发法 born to stand out stand 和后面的 out 做连读大家注意 out 的发音不要读成了 out应该是 ow 嘴巴呢向两边裂开再过渡 ow stand out 跟我们汉语的那个棉袄的袄是不能够对应上的哈好我们再来读一下这句话英音版 You can't blend in when you were born to stand out You can't blend in when you were born to stand out 下面我们来看美音发音 You can't blend in when you were born to stand outYou can't 那美式发法这个词要读 can't 应该读成英式的 can't 或者是美式的 can't You can blend in 同样 blend in 连读 When you were 卷舌 were 的一个弱读式呢是 were When you were born to stand out 这个 born 美式发音里面是有一个 的卷舌嘛所以说我们先发 o 然后发 born 先练里面的元音 or 再去加辅音 bore 再去加最后的辅音 born 这样就出来了 born when you were born to stand out 这个 stand 和后面的 out 同样是做辅加元连读注意最后 out 的元音好美音我们再来一遍 you can't blend in when you were born to stand out you can't blend in when you were born to stand out那这句话呢我们需要做重点练习的就是这个 born 这个单词 born 英式发法是 born 美式发法是 born 那大家错经常会错在后面加元音的部分那大家这个地方要多练几遍了 born 我们再听几遍这个单词 born 的美式发音 born 那很明显呢我们听到的是 born 这个发音 born好发音部分我们就讲到这儿下面我们来看这句话的意思那这句话里面有一个 blend in you can't blend in 这个 blend in 是什么意思呢本意呢是表示混合那么放到人身上人不能说混合嘛所以说人呢说是融入 blend in 其实就是人和人之间的融入的意思了我们来看一个例句哈比如说呢 我们很想融入群体的。We try to blend into the crowd. We try to blend into the crowd. 那 blend into the crowd 可以等同于说是 blend in with the crowd. Blend in with 什么什么。如果说放到了句尾的话呢就没有关系了，就直接的 I can't blend in 或者是 I can blend in。如果说后面要加融入到哪儿，那这个中间就要用一个 with 来衔接。再看一个例句哈，比如说他和他的新部门协调得很好，这句话我们就可以说 She blends right in with a new department. She blends right in with a new department. 我们再来看 blend in 在电影《王牌特工》之中的应用。到电影最后的位置了， X 想要混进到那个会场里面哈，那这句话是这样说的，Getting in with Arthur's invitation, you'll have to blend in. 你想拿着 Arthur 的这个邀请函进去，就得混进去，得融入进去。他就说到了这个 blend in, you'll have to blend in, 你得混进去。那我们回到早读里面说 you can't blend in, 啊，你融入不了 when you were born to stand out. 当你呢 were born to do something. were born 就是生来就或者是注定就怎么怎么样。比如说呢，我就觉得我生来就是当老师的料，那我就可以说 I was born to be a teacher。 再比如说呢，他生来就是唱歌的料，你就可以说 She was born to sing。 再比如说我们听说过一句话叫做生来就要赢，那就是 born to win。 那早读里面最后一个小料呢是 stand out。 stand out 这个其实字面意思很好理解，就是站到外面了，站出来了的意思。那么 stand out 其实表示突出，表示脱颖而出的意思。 stand out 脱颖而出，比如说这些工具的质量很高，使得它们脱颖而出了。 The high quality of these tools make them stand out from the crowd. Stand out from the crowd 就是从一群人里面突出出来，就是脱颖而出了。 stand out 这个词呢其实可以变成形容词，也就是把 out 放到 stand 前面再去加 ing。 outstanding 这个词大家应该都听到过，Outstanding 表示杰出的、显著的。这种构思方法也就是从动词短语里面变成形容词的呢也有很多情况。 Take a breath 就是吸一口气的意思，那么它变成形容词就是 breathtaking， 把 breath 放到前面然后变成 ing 形式了。 breathtaking 惊人的、惊险的、非常激动人心的，深吸一口气啊，去看这个东西简直是很惊险。那回到早读里面呢，我们就明白这句话的意思了。 You can't blend in， 你无法融入。When you were born to stand out， 当你生来就是要脱颖而出的时候。我们调整一下汉语的语序呢，就是你天生呢与众不同，所以注定是无法融入到人群之中。今天的活学活用呢，我们就需要用 blend in 来造一个句子。 blend in 表示融入。好，今天早读我们再来读一下，首先是英音版。 You can't blend in when you were born to stand out。 美音版。 You can't blend in when you were born to stand out。今天早读就是这样了， Have a nice day. See you tomorrow. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.